Good evening. My name is Bill Ayers, and I'd like to welcome you to Star Sessions, the series that brings you top artists performing and talking about their music in an intimate setting. Tonight's Star Session is being recorded in Los Angeles with Chicago, the group which helped pioneer jazz rock in the late 60s, and then went on to give us such great hits as Color My World, Just You and Me, and Saturday in the Park.
Saturday in the park, I think it was the 4th of July.
Tonight, Chicago will perform all those classics and more, along with some brand new material, and they'll talk to us about their songs and their career. The Chicago Star Session will begin in just a minute.
Man selling ice cream, singing Italian song.
After more than a decade on the top of the charts, Chicago decided to take a couple years off. Well, now they're back with a hot new album and a nationwide tour. It's a pleasure to have them with us tonight on Star Sessions. Please welcome Chicago.
Now that you have filled my life with love,
anybody really know what the time it is. It was the first thing we ever recorded as a band together.
That's right.
Well, you know, that's the first thing we ever did. And it was sort of frightening because we all got in the same recording studio, and it got to a point where we started thinking about, I better not look at this guy because if I do, he'll make a mistake and we'll mess up. And we had no idea what recording was about, and this was the first song we ever did.
You guys haven't had the record out in a while. You got a brand new record out. How did it start? How did it come about?
Jeez. We needed to get in the studio. It had been, what, 2 years?
I think it seemed like two years.
Yeah, it was a little more than a year, but it's just... I guess. And the last project was fun, as they all have been. I'm not speaking of the current project, the one that we're talking about now, the one before this one. Didn't come out quite the way we anticipated it to. So I think we were even more ready to get into the studio this time than we ever had been, because we were anxious to put something down on the celluloid that we hadn't had a chance to do the last time.
And that you'd really be proud of.
That we'd really be proud of and 100% satisfied with.
Are you?
And we are. Yeah, I think we've...
Do we have a vote on that? I know this is...
Do
we have the Chicago vote on that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and consequently, we were in the studio with this project. Well, from pre-production, writing, and recording, it was over a year in the making. And I don't think we've ever spent more than 2 or 3 months on any one project prior to this one.
One of the fine songs on this album by Peter Cetera, Jim Panko, and David Foster is a song called Bad Advice. Now, there's also a marvelous little horn lead into this. Did you guys create that after the song, or was it part of the song, or how did you put both of those things together?
Well, the problem was that we had this groove going, bah, 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 like a drone thing, and the words came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
But we had nothing to bring the words in, so I had to come up with kind of a quasi-powerful horn-type thing to bring the words in. So
now we're going to hear a quasi-powerful horn thing to bring the words in. That's what we're going to hear. Here it comes.
You can do it.
Album is one that I have to say you guys didn't write, Chains. I love it. Tell me about Chains. How did you get it? And who?
I found Chains.
You found Chains.
A publisher friend of mine by the name of John Lombardo. I said we were going to start recording and we're possibly open to doing other people's materials, depending if it was good enough or different enough to maybe give a different wrinkle to the album. And he played me. This guy's name is Ian Thomas, the writer. And he's from Canada. Yeah. He played me the song, and it always stuck in my mind, you know. And I played it for David and some of the other guys in the band. They liked it, and then we rearranged it quite a bit. And when I heard it, I heard Bobby singing it, right? And it's like when you never know until you get in front of the microphone, right? And then I heard Bill singing it, right? And then neither one of them, it wasn't quite right. And Peter, who none of us ever thought would be right for him, he went in and rearranged the melody a little bit, and he ended up singing it.
Once again, here's Chicago on Star Session.
Don't want no trouble. Don't want to
feelings have come to the end. Know that I've been walking fences.
I'm Bill Ayers, and we're back on Star Sessions with Chicago. One of the most interesting songs from this new album is actually a medley of two tunes. Jimmy Pankow, you had something that you wanted to say about this one.
Yeah, on Hard to Say I'm Sorry, it segues into a double-time thing called Getaway, which originally was a one-title thing. Getaway was subsequently retitled in its own right, okay?
Danny.
Yeah, it was Hard to Say I'm Sorry was like, which it has three movements to it, actually. It has the ballad and then the free form kind of a really pretty section into the up-tempo section. And the free form section and the up-tempo section were part of a song that we ended up cutting out because it just, that up to that point, wasn't that good. And then after that, was great. I suggested that they write a ballad using the melody off of the free form section, which turned out to be Hard to Say I'm Sorry.
Yeah. And then Bobby Lamb came in and contributed changes to the Getaway thing in the end, you know. And so it was like a total. Danny and Peter and Bobby and David all collaborated into making this a big multi-movement thing.
Now here's some more brand new tunes from Chicago.
I just want you to know.
it's time to introduce the band. We have Bobby Lamb on keyboards and vocals, Peter Cetera, bass and vocals, Bill Champlin, vocals and keyboards, Jimmy Panko, trombone, Lee Locknane, trumpet, Walter Parazeta, reeds, Danny Serafin on the drums.
You're all musically excited. I mean, you're all very successful. You've sold millions and millions of records. You've made a ton of money. How much of it you've kept, I don't know. But what keeps you musically excited?
Music. Musicians are always called artists. And I see music as more a craft, almost like a very good shoemaker or a very good mason. It's a craft, and it's something that you do all the time, that you improve on all the time. I mean, obviously you need a certain amount of artistic talent to get there in the first place.
So is Bill Champlin the songmaker?
Yeah, pretty much. That's basically what it is.
Besides being being craftsmen, like somebody would hire sidemen to be able to play tracks on stage. That's one thing. We're actually performers if people watch us.
Speaking of the road, when do you guys go out again?
We're going to have a busy summer, and we're all looking forward to it, you know, and because it's been a while, and there's nothing like the adrenaline. I mean, there really isn't. Again, the studio is fun, but it's very exacting. It's very mentally exacting. Yeah. Everything has got to be just so in front of
you. You go out, you can stretch a little bit.
You go out, you can do your thing, you know, and there's nothing that can replace the rush of stepping in front of a live audience and hearing that reaction and hearing that energy.
It's applause. Let's face it.
You know, it's laughs, whichever comes first.
I mean, anything. Just to feel the life out there. And it's like you look out in that sea of organisms out there. It just, the war zone is like what we call it. And it's just irreplaceable. It's fantastic.
Once again, here's Chicago.
Thank you. 4th of July. Song. He said, Abernauza, can you dig it?
Yes, I can.
I've been waiting such a long time. Saturday. Will you help him change the world? Can you dig it?
Yes, I can.
I've been waiting such a long time for today. Yeah. Slow motion riders fly the colors of the day.
Again with Star Session, our Chicago Star Session. The man who's playing the piano is not the usual keyboard player for Chicago. It's the trombone player, Jimmy Panko. Jimmy's also written a couple of great songs for this album, including Follow Me. What's the lick that you started out for Follow Me? Okay, now where did it go from there, Jim?
No, seriously, only kidding. And from there, it went into a horn thing.
To a horn thing?
Yeah, which was kind of a Baroque type, churchy type thing. And I didn't have any words per se. I just had this Baroque horn line. If you folks would care to hear a little ditty here,
oh, man, we would love to hear a Baroque horn line. Here it comes, the Baroque horn line. So you have followed us from the beginning of this song, a piano lick, and then a little Baroque trumpet, and now into the real thing from Chicago.
Thank you.
Phil Champlin. New member of the band.
There he is. There he is.
Thank you. Fill out your W4s.
Yeah, Bill's brought us a breath of fresh air because ever since Terry passed away, we were lacking that soulful, gutsy voice.
I'll tell you, it's gonna be nice having somebody singing in that slot.
Yeah, that's what we talked
about
earlier.
It's been
something that you guys have been missing, obviously, for a long time. See, we're talking about a band who have been together for 15 years, and everybody has stayed the same except one man who died tragically, and you've missed his voice as well as his presence over these years, and now we've got Bill Champlin coming in to take his place.
It's gonna be great.
And he's got a lot of music to learn.
Well, I'll tell you, we couldn't have found a better guy, and I'm not just saying that because Bill's in the room. Terry left a big gap, and this is as close as we'll ever come, as far as I'm concerned.
Yesterday love was easy, not a cloud up in the sky. Every day you try to please me, one more tear falls from your eye. Oh rainy day, won't you go away, leave it alone, let's get back to where we started. Satisfaction, to you and me, satisfaction, satisfaction, never guaranteed. Oh, I will never let you go. I just want to let you know what you mean to me. Yeah. Rainy day, and we're still talking. Sure, we don't know what to do. Wow. Every day you say you're walking, you keep telling me that you're through. Oh, oh, rainy day, you got to go away, leave it alone, let's get back to where we started.
Yeah.
that was hot. Wait till you hear the grand finale of the Chicago Star Session. Stay tuned for that. Welcome back to our Star Sessions with Chicago.
Children play in a park they don't know. I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time again I see your face smiling inside. I'm so happy that you love me.
Okay, what we have here is the band tryouts for Chicago. Did he make it? Did he make it, folks? Yeah, he made it. All right, okay. Bill Champlin on vocals. Bill Champlin on vocals. Now, you guys haven't been able to do that song live in a while, and some other songs since Terry died. And
yeah, Call My World.
Now we have Bill Champlin, who's going to be doing the songs.
Our live performance is going to help a lot because I think a lot of artists take this attitude, and we've done it too over the course of our career. Oh, I don't want to do that song anymore, and you know, well, that's what the people come to hear. You know,
that's right.
I mean, they like the new. When you hit them with something new, and they like it, it's a nice surprise.
But they're going to yell for the old one.
Yeah,
make
me smile and color my world. Yeah. You know,
those songs put us on the map too. I mean, put the pool in my backyard. I can't forget those songs. You know, thank you, Jesus.
Also,
having not having played on the road for a while, it's going to be fresh for us to be doing, you know, old and new material. So it's going to be. Good on all fronts.
Everything's going to be new. You know, all of the material's going to be. There was a time when Make Me Smile the Ballet, we hated to do it. Mm-hmm. So we did it night after night. And as Danny said, you know, I think there is a certain obligation where, you know, they've come to hear certain things. Now that's going to be like doing a new tune.
And now, once again, here's Chicago performing on Star Session.
Oh, goes on, I realize just what you mean to me. And now that you're near, promise your love that I've waited to share, and the dream of my moments together color my world with hope of
obviously given a lot musically, but you've gotten a lot back. Are there any ways that you're trying to continue to give some more back, whether it's in the society or even in the way that you deal with your fans?
Yeah, if we play a show and people can go to a concert for 2 hours and forget your day-to-day bummers and that stuff and be surely entertained for 2 hours. We've done our job.
And not be ripped off.
Not be ripped off, yeah. To come there and forget about that stuff and to relax and have a good, old-fashioned good time for a couple hours and be cleansed. We've done our job. You know, we've given them pleasure for a couple hours and in turn given ourselves great pleasure. I mean, in a way, it's a ministry almost. In tough times, people, more than ever, need to be entertained. And it's not a thing where you care about being paid for it. It's a thing about where you care about giving and getting back. What you give, you receive, you know. And when we walk away feeling great, we know we've done our job, too.
All right. We'd like to thank all the members of Chicago for being with us tonight on Star Sessions. Bobby Lamb, Jimmy Panko, Danny Serafin, Bill Champlin, Walt Parazeta, Lee Locknane, and Peter Cetera. Our thanks also to the staff of Wally Heider Studios in Los Angeles. Star Sessions are produced by DIR Broadcasting. Executive producers Bob Myrowitz and Peter Kalb. Producers John Platt, Paul Zulo, and Bob Kaminsky. Engineered by Tim Mulligan, assisted by Howard Silberberg. I'm Bill Ayers. Thanks for listening. Star Sessions are copyrighted 1982 for the sole broadcast and use of the ABC Radio Network and may not be copied or offered for resale.
Just you and me to carry on, simple and free.